uncle I was telling you about was a specialist in all those things, in sharpening the saws and all those kind of things. Anything that was tedious, scissors, he could even sharpen scissors.
Did he use a big stone for those? Or?
Yes, Uncle Cleve had one of those. He's had the treadle on it. Daddy's probably was one that you move a hand. He had one of us kids do that while he sharpened.
Hot dog. What did your dad use to sharpen his sickles with and things like that if he wanted to take them out in the field? Did he have anything that he carried with him?
Not unless he had a whetstone of some sort. I can't, or a, maybe he'd, oh, I guess they had a file, maybe. Did they have a file in those days? Kind of a long deal.
We were talking about this big stone. Did he have a vehicle with one wheel out in front and two handles on that he could load and push?
A plow?
No, this would be.
You mean to, for
carry
that?
Carry things.
Oh, like a wheelbarrow?
Well, we were talking about wagon wheels a while back. What was done to these when they squeaked?
They were oiled or greased. They probably greased them with thick, heavy something.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
How did they do this? Do you remember?
No, not unless they were sort of removed and maybe a stick or something, pushing that grease back in there.
I was wondering in particular if you remember what they called that thing that screwed down to the end of the axle that held the wheel on.
No, but it'd have to be a bolt of some sort. I remember one time, Daddy, I've heard him tell about this. This is before my day. But I'm sure it was long about the time when we had the cotton patch, because all the kids talk about when they used to pick cotton for Daddy. And, of course, I didn't get to. Mama fixed me a little sack one time, and it was made out of, you know, the 10-pound sugar sack that we had. She made me a little sack, and, of course, it drug along just good enough because the others were real long. Well, those sacks that they drug were as far, from the door here that they dragged.
Mercy.
They were big, great big things. And Mama fixed me one. I'm sure I didn't pick right on. I can't remember, but I can remember getting that sack because I was real proud of it.
My wife used to go out and pick cotton that way. She could pick cotton, but she just wanted to do it because all the other kids did.
Because the other kids were doing it. Anyway, Daddy had them all in the wagon. They were going to town, and this sister of mine, whose name is Hayden, she was sitting in a kitchen chair in the back of the wagon, see? And she said Daddy started off and I used to know the names of our horses. One was Jim and Alec, I believe. And Daddy started off, you know, and here she's tumbled right out of that way.
So this isn't doing anything here. I thought maybe you could see what I was after here. I didn't want you to just come over here and drink help from me.
Well, I'll let it kind of wash for a while.
All right.
Mm.
Do you have those birds around here that poke holes in trees looking for insects?
No, a woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. What kinds do you have?